You're listening to the Hoff Morning Show with Scotty O, connecting you with people and events from around the Quad Counties and beyond.
We are connecting this morning with the diabetic crew from the Straight Richmond Hospital. By the way, the Straight Richmond Hospital Foundation has the 22nd annual Lights for Life campaign going on. Just want to mention that. You can find that on our website, 1015thehawk.com. Crystal and Lacey are here this morning. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
We're very excited to be here.
This is actually my team. I am also a diabetic. I can say that. My name is Scott, and I'm a diabetic. I check my sugar on a non-regular basis that I probably should do more, but I don't. And then when it comes to World Diabetes Day, we're talking about information. World Diabetes Day is tomorrow. Who's going to start with me here? Lacey, you got that look in your eye. All right.
So
tell me about what's happening tomorrow. I need to talk a little bit more into the microphone.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
So tomorrow we are having our first, hopefully annual, event at St. Martha's Regional Hospital. It is for World Diabetes Day, which is always November 14th.
Okay.
It's going to be between 1 and 4 p.m. at St. Martha's Regional Hospital at the Clara Marie Gathering Place. And so, honorable mention to Dr. Hilda Nabiswa. She has a clear vision of what it should look like around our community, and also the girls, the diabetic clinic at St. Martha's Regional Hospital, for helping with this as well. So we're a team that's doing it together, and we're just really excited to be able to have this event tomorrow.
So when it comes to the event tomorrow and diabetes, I guess type 2 diabetes, that's what I know about because that's that's where I am diagnosed.
Yeah.
It's a lot about dietitians. It's it's a lot about diet. I'm going to come to Crystal for a second. Is this about food tomorrow? Is it not about food? What are you talking about?
A big component of diabetes, whether you're type 1 or type 2, is definitely lifestyle. And diet definitely is in that realm. So we'll be talking about management, whether or not, you know, so management for type 1, type 2 diabetes, learning about diabetes and prevention. So it's for people that might have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, family members that care for people that have diabetes, also community members that might also want to support their community to help people live healthy with diabetes. So, yeah, diet is definitely a key aspect of diabetes management, and so you'll learn lots too about diet as well.
Yeah. So is there a lot of sugar cookies tomorrow? You couldn't see it, but the look on Crystal's face was like, no!
I know we're going to have some healthy snacks.
Yeah.
There'll be some light refreshments there for sure.
Yeah.
But no sugar cookies?
No.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Enough. Fair enough. So this event tomorrow in Antigonish, it's available to the public. What time frame are we looking at for people to stop by?
So between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay.
It's very informal. People can drop in any time during that period. We're going to have lots of vendors there, lots of different industry partners there. There'll be ophthalmology will be there. There'll be people talking about physical activity programs in the community, mental health programs in the community, nutrition programs in the community. There'll be lots of talk about the new technology that's available with diabetes.
Okay.
Again, for type 1 or type 2, you know, and there's lots of new...
Are you talking about those scanner things that go in your arm?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I don't do that one.
So, and not everybody does, but there's a lot of people that do, and there's a lot of people that are actually wondering about it, you know, and there's a lot of new exciting advancements that have to do with insulin pumps and with sensors. So there's lots of people there that are going to be talking about that as well.
And are these formal talks? Are they like presentations that are going to happen throughout the day?
I think it's going to be mostly like drop-in sessions with booths and very informal, but you should have a chance to be able to ask industry partners about a pump or a sensor or community members about what programs they offer in their community. So I think it's going to be informal, but you should be able to have enough chance to ask some of the questions that you might have.
Talking to the diabetic team this morning from the Straight Richmond Hospital. Are you guys only at the Straight Richmond Hospital? I know you're. I know that from my experience, but yes. Okay.
We are, and also we have a clinic in Mulgrave as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Which we just started in the spring.
All right. So Lacey and Crystal are here this morning talking about World Diabetes Day. They're having an event tomorrow. This event tomorrow, who's it being put on by? Is it Nova Scotia Health that's putting this on, or is it like an offshoot?
It's through Nova Scotia Health, but it's also kind of through the diabetes educators at the Straight Richmond and through St. Martha's and Dr. Hilda. She really has helped us put it on.
So it's Dr. Hilda. She's the one behind it.
She is. Gotcha. She was behind the idea and was really keen on getting something in the community and to raise awareness and support people with diabetes and raise awareness in the community as well.
So shout out to Dr. Hilda if you're listening right now, which I hope you are. And people can go and see. Will Dr. Hilda be there tomorrow
she
as well?
Be.
Yes,
yeah.
She'll be there tomorrow
she'll
as well. There. Yeah. Is there anything else I've missed when it comes down to information or information sessions happening tomorrow?
So there's also going to, like we mentioned, there'll be light refreshments there.
No sugar cookies.
Yeah. There'll be some good snacks, though.
Sugar cookies are good. You're not supposed to.
And there's also going to be some prizes. We're going to be giving away some prizes. And this session is really about education, connection, and support. Mm-hmm. It's about raising awareness for people who have diabetes, people who want to live a healthier lifestyle. It's for anybody.
Yeah.
It's for people who are caring for people who have diabetes in the community, healthcare professionals, anybody at all. Even just people, like I said, who are wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, because, you know, it just comes down to raising awareness, and that reduces the stigma. And
I think that's the word, is stigma.
It is, yeah.
Because living with diabetes, as a diabetic myself for the last 3 years, four years that I've known about, and I might have lived with diabetes before that and never knew the difference, it is something different that you look at things differently. You act a little differently. You might not eat, you know, all the sugar cookies, but you still have one because I can't help myself. I know you both looked at me with judgment right there. Oh my gosh.
No judgment ever.
And that's what we're trying to, work on and trying to reduce that stigma, and how all foods can fit. It's just not to have sugar cookies every day all the time.
Yes, this is what I was trying to bring up,
and
Crystal.
Not to feel that guilt. Like, so some people feel so, you know, and I'm like trying to remove that guilt. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We're human. Yeah. And it's looking at ways that, you know that if we're supported and we know and understand diabetes more, and our family members understand diabetes more, and our community understands diabetes more, then that definitely helps reduce that guilt and stigma attached to diabetes.
And that's why I was trying to make light of the situation.
Exactly.
To say, like, you have one sugar cookie instead of 10.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's like my son, just my personal story, my son came home from university. There's no orange juice in the house. I don't keep orange juice in my house anymore because I'm a diabetic. And it's just that, to me, is extra sugar that you shouldn't be having, whether natural, processed, whatever. So I don't keep it in the house anymore. He's like, Dad. I was like, Dude, I'm diabetic. He's like, I get it. Right? And this is part of the information and living with it.
Exactly.
And living with and when you say stigma, Lacey, it's like the fact that almost everybody will know someone somewhere in their circle that has diabetes.
Exactly.
Or is connected to diabetes somehow.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's there.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's not terminal.
No.
It's not like the end all to be all that it's going to.
Yeah. And there to raise awareness about getting detected early, so we can do a few things. So if no one wants to be in the club.
Yeah.
However, if we have early detection, we have definitely better outcomes.
That's true.
A healthier lifestyle.
It's very true.
Outcomes. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else that I missed before we move on? Yes. No. Maybe.
I'm trying to think.
No. Last words.
Last words.
Last words. Didn't want to put you on the spot, but last words.
So ideally, it's about education, connection, and support. We just want people to know if they're living with diabetes, they're not alone.
Mm.
And we just, whether you're newly diagnosed, you're supporting somebody who's living with diabetes, or you're just curious about how to live a healthier lifestyle, this event is for you. So we really hope to see everybody there. And, you know, together we can build a stronger, more supportive community for people living with diabetes and reduce that stigma.
Yes.
Which we're already doing, but there's always room for improvement there.
The session, again, is tomorrow between 1 and 4. Where can people go tomorrow between 1 and 4?
At the Claire Marie Gathering Place at St. Martha's Regional Hospital.
Thank you both for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. World Diabetes Day tomorrow.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Hawk Morning Show, text us 902-625-1015. If you missed any of today's conversation, you can find it on our website, 1015thehawk.com.